The new Capitol gun law says anyone with an enhanced concealed carry permit can have a concealed pistol in the Capitol if they provide at least 24 hours notice to Capitol Security. To get a permit, there's a $100 fee, a handgun training course, and a background check. The law took effect in July. Then, in October, the State Secretary of Public Safety, Craig Price, made an announcement. A new security screening room would be installed at the Capitol's north entrance, and Capitol visitors would have to go through it. The room has since been built at a cost of $60,000. Price says anybody who goes through the screening room with a gun will be disarmed if they don't have an enhanced concealed carry permit and haven't provided 24 hours notice.
Yeah, if you show up and you don't have the legal authority to be in the Capitol with a firearm, then that would be handled by the Highway Patrol upon recognizing that you have a firearm and you can't legally possess it.
Lee Qualm, the Republican State House Majority Leader from Platt, sponsored the Capitol gun bill. He says legislators were not consulted about the security screening room, but he doesn't view that as a reaction to the new gun law. He says many legislators are simply resigned to the need for beefed up security.
There's a lot of crazy people in this world, and you never know what they might do. And I see nothing wrong. It's sad in one way that we have got to this point, but it's everywhere. It's not just in South Dakota. It's everywhere that I think additional security is warranted.
Legislators and state employees have special cards allowing them to enter any door. Frequent visitors to the Capitol can apply for a Capitol access pass to get through the security screening room quicker. Everybody else has to go through the full screening process. For SDPB, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.